Trinity Law Associates had an office in Koreatown. It was in an ideal location to attract Korean immigrant clients.
We believe that hundreds of homeowners went to Trinity, paid legal fees, followed the attorney's advice.
Youngsun Park is an attorney with the Asian Pacific American Legal Center. She represents the 28 homeowners who say they fell victim to Trinity's alleged scam. They're suing Trinity for falsely advertising in Korean newspapers. Trinity said homeowners could prevent foreclosure and reduce their mortgage debt by hiring the firm.
Then they stopped making mortgage payments and waited for the litigation to move forward. However, Trinity failed to provide the legal services that they promised.
Park says Trinity used a wide network of Korean-speaking agents to advertise their services to the Korean immigrant community. Trinity charged each homeowner about $8,000. They collected over $240,000 from the plaintiffs between February and October of 2009 before abruptly closing its doors, leaving the homeowners without any assistance.
Our clients have lost their life savings, their first and only homes, and their investments, all because unethical attorneys saw an opportunity to engage in a profitable scam.
OK Ki Shin is one of the plaintiffs. After 20 years of managing a laundry business, her family was finally able to buy a house in 2006. However, in less than 2 years, they were facing financial problems because of the downturn in the economy. That's when she turned to Trinity. But she kept receiving eviction notices, and one day in November, she got a sheriff's notice to vacate her house.
I was actually on my way to my sister's house for dinner when my daughter called me, and she was, because she saw the sheriff's notice first. It's just such a shock, and that the house had been sold and foreclosed. And my kids, they were so angry that they wouldn't even look at me. This has been an extremely difficult situation for my family.
Since October 2009, new state laws have been put in place to protect immigrant homeowners from these types of schemes. It's a protection these 28 plaintiffs didn't have to save their homes. Amina Karam, Annenberg Radio News.